According to UEFA, players may be suspended for 2 competition matches or for a specified period for acting with the obvious intent to cause any match official to make an incorrect decision. So every player who has ever shepherded the ball out of play and claimed for a goal kick when it was in fact a corner is liable to be investigated and suspended. Every player who has tried to convince the referee that his decision is wrong and should overturn it incorrectly is liable to be investigated and then suspended. And suspended for 2 games, they're talking about with Eduardo now, for a yellow card offence. So a handball, a deliberate handball, a deliberate attempt to play the ball with the arm that is missed by the referee, could then subsequently be investigated if challenged and missed by the referee and resulted in a 2-game ban. A 2-game ban, which is only 1 game less than the 3-game ban received by Didier Drogba for essentially assaulting a referee in a case, the Eduardo case, where it's not even clear-cut, where it can't even be said that he was deliberately 100% attempting to win the penalty or that there was no contact. It just strikes me that a very, very dangerous precedent is being set by this ruling. Maybe it's a good thing. If the law is applied universally, if every dive is punished, and I don't like to say the word, but it is, you know, I personally believe it is a dive that Eduardo was guilty of. I'm just playing devil's advocate when I say it's debatable. But if every dive was treated in the same way, then maybe it would be a good thing for football. But I guarantee you now it won't be. The level of incidents are just too high for each one to receive the same coverage. Apparently, I missed it myself, but apparently Ashley Young was guilty of the offence for Aston Villa last night. Will he be hounded, A, by the media, and then subsequently prosecuted by UEFA? I sincerely doubt it. Eduardo is a high-profile enough case because ITV had nothing else to talk about and Celtic and the Scottish FA were desperate, desperate to discuss anything other than their complete inadequacy next to an English side. That gave this case profile. UEFA are looking to make a scapegoat so that they can then bring in their 5 referee ruling. I think we're extremely unfortunate to be on the end of it. But hey, you know, being popular is never really a good thing. I think there are other factors at work. I think that people feel let down by Eduardo, the wider football community, because there was so much goodwill towards him after that injury. So many people felt so positively about his comeback that I think there's a great degree of disappointment and disillusion that he has been seen to be guilty of this. But I would point out, Eduardo, you know, it's a cliche, but he's not that sort of player. He's not a diver, although he did dive in one isolated incident. And it's a shame that it's him who's being dragged through the mud, not people who've come before him, have been repeat offenders, the likes of Didier Drogba, Cristiano Ronaldo, Steven Gerrard. Search Steven Gerrard the hypocrite on YouTube and you will see exactly what I mean. It's a shame that it's one of the good guys in football who is the fool guy in this instance. But maybe we should be more positive and think that generally, with regards to diving, we're more sinned against than sinners, I would suggest. And if this ruling were to be enforced, it would be a good thing for us. You know, nobody wants diving in the game. I just can't help but feel that another club in another situation would not have their reputation tarnished in this manner, regardless of their conduct on the pitch. I think UEFA have set a very dangerous precedent here and made a rod for their own back. And I hope that the club will make sure that this ruling is enforced across the board so that we're not isolated victims. Anyway, till tomorrow.